connection after connection, conversation after conversation about this new definition of wellness. It's so beautiful. The constant conscious pursuit of you and me and everyone we know living their lives, my life and your life, to the fullest potential in every area. I mean, what a cool conversation. We get to have these conversations with people like every day at a high level. That is so beautiful. I'm just so grateful for all the people I've met along my way, and especially for all the people that I'm really connected to right now, because it's all supposed to be happening this way. It's all supposed to be happening exactly as it's unfolding. And there's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of energy, and it's all to help like everyone wake up to their truth. It's so beautiful. And to have on the call today a very special friend that really, I know that, you know, she probably considers me a mentor and a friend and a business partner, but really she has become one of my great mentors because of her openness and her ability to never be closed to the truth. And it's really a beautiful thing to witness, and I'd like to bring on the call Casey Plouffe. Hello there.
Hello, Lenny. Hello,
what
hello.
Is going on in Casey's world, and where are you, and what's up?
Oh, I'm in Hilton Head, Island. It's I believe Top Achievers is going to be here next year, where I am right now.
Is that connected to, like, a state in the United States?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina, okay.
Carolina.
I've never been there. I can't wait to go there. That's
y'all.
Awesome.
So y'all, what we're going to talk about today.
Is that what they say? They say y'all?
Well, there's a lot of Northerners down here, so it's actually not quite as much here as it might be in other parts.
I can't wait to get down there and start saying y'all. I think that's fun.
Absolutely it is. So, oh gosh, Lenny, you're my greatest mentor, and I love that I get to, you know, be of service and mentor you back, so that's fun. And you know, I was thinking this morning, I brought two books that I pretty much keep with me at all time is The Master Key System and Working with Paul. And I was reading it some this morning after I did, like, I've been doing this awe meditation. Me and my friend Katie Newbaum, we were constantly texting each other about it, about, like, vibrating, doing it. So, yes, happy word for meditation. That's definitely changed my life and has definitely made me a lot more open. And I do. I love being so open, because when you're open, you're really able to receive whatever it is, you know, that's coming your way to create the life that you want. And so I was reading this, and it's going to be one little part, and then I'm going to talk about something that I'm just so grateful for, that's really, you know, has the ability to ignite any one of our lives, our business. And it says, the powers, the uses, and the possibility of the mind are completely more wonderful than the most extravagant accomplishment or even dreams that are of material. Thought is energy. Active thought is active energy. Concentrated thought is concentrated energy. Thought concentrated on a definite purpose becomes power. This is the power which is being used by those who do not believe in the virtue of poverty or the beauty of self-denial. The ability to receive and manifest this power depends upon the ability to recognize the infinite energy ever dwelling in man, constantly creating and recreating his body, his mind, and ready at any moment to manifest through him in any needed manner. And, you know, it's really been, so every night, you know, I write down my 10 things of gratitude, and lately I've been writing technology. Technology. Let's take a minute and really think about where we are right now in this new, like, information, you know, age of it's so readily available. And for those of us, you know, in Isagenix business, you know, really focusing on that right now, I know the 90-day game plan is out, that a company has an amazing 90-day game plan. I know the, you know, choosefree.today game plan, you know, kicking off on the 22nd, right? All this technology that is allowing all that to happen. Facebook. You know, sometimes when I start coaching someone who's not on Facebook yet, and they're really, I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't know what you're missing. Like, it is just so amazing because what does Facebook do? It connects us to the people. And what are people? We're infinite. We have this energy where we can truly, you know, just be these magnificent creators in our lives and for others. And Eleni was talking, you know, about just true purpose, people coming together, this unity and this social media where you have, you know, people who are in Australia. You know, I have people on my team in Canada, Australia, Mexico. I mean, that's so awesome. And it's all happened because of social media, technology. Then you talk about, you know, the live stream that Dave's doing right now, the Mechanic to Millionaire podcast he's done. And I was, you know, as I was reading that too, I was thinking Dave gave the example once. I'm pretty sure it was him in one of his Mechanic to Millionaire podcasts. He talked about an email. And it was like the email, how quickly it's like as soon as you send it, it's there. Like that's how fast it's traveling. And so it's not all about, you know, having these wellness conversations. It's endless with technology. I mean, you've got LinkedIn, you've got Twitter, you've got Skype, where you don't even have to pay to talk to people over in other countries, right? So I just, for me, that's what I'm just so just blown away. I was really just got into it today and started thinking about it. And then my mind started going, thinking of computer servers and how, like, you know, the bits and the information, I can just see it, you know, because my imagination's getting really good when I go through meditation. You know, and sometimes I was just stuck on technology. And I was just, like, picturing how fast we send signals and, like, what's happening in my brain and dendrites and the connections and the axons. And I started thinking about those things just leaving my mind, going out, and when that thought goes to a computer and when I have, you know, a really positive thought about what I'm creating in my business, then that is traveling through the computer server, connecting over into other areas where computers – I don't know. That's why I really went on this meditation. It was just so powerful. And I was just like, yeah, you know, technology. We're tapping in. Pick, you know, Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you've got Facebook down, like I have so many people coming into my organization right now from LinkedIn, but it's not because of me. It's because of people on my team that understand and know LinkedIn. But that is like my thing during my 90-day game plan too, is because, you know, I'm very, very proficient in Facebook. That one's down. So I'm all about, you know, mastering that before I move on to the next one so I don't get overwhelmed, because I'm definitely someone who wants to, like, learn everything. But so now, you know, I'm like, the LinkedIn, oh, I'm so excited about that and technology and the people of purpose that are going to connect with me because of my mind with the ability to create what I want and like, and people with the like goals, right? People that have my goals and what I have down are people who I want to come in my team and my organization for my purpose to create a bigger purpose for people, right? They're going to be attracted to me through that, and it's through the technology that I'll use. And I'm still talking to people, you know, I've got today in Hilton Head with people I've met in public, some olives the other day, you know, so I'm still doing that. But absolutely, technology, embrace that. It is a miracle. And I just, oh, I'm so excited about the podcast and the live streams and everything. It's never ending. It's part of this. It's part of this evolution of people just really coming to a higher state of technology, you know, and it's just such a big part of it. So embrace that. But, yeah, that's what kind of came to me today, Lynn.
I'm like smiling from ear to ear because you're so tapped in. You're so tuned in. It's so fun. You know, like, I love this. And you just brought up so much for me. I remember. We have a couple more minutes here together. I remember sitting at an Isagenics university, and we were kind of like tweaking it to see what we liked and taking out pieces and throwing in other pieces. All of a sudden, Jimmy Smith and Susan Sly look over at me and they said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "It's the craziest thing. I'm text messaging." And they said, "You're what?" I said, "I know. It's crazy, but I'm text messaging. Do you guys know how to do it?" And they said, "No." So I grabbed each of their phones and I sent a text message to me from their phone. And they're like, "Shut the front door." what did you just do? I'm like, I know. So I ran over to Kathy and I said, let me have your phone, Kathy Cooper. And we're sitting there teaching people how to text message. Casey, when I did my first 90-day plan, there was no such thing as texting, and there was no such thing as LinkedIn or Skype or even Facebook. So I used to look at Susan Sly and say, hey, embrace technology. It's here to bless us. Technology is literally here to bless us. We're supposed to embrace it because it's here to serve us. Your thoughts, please.
Oh, absolutely it is. I mean, it just makes everything so easy. Like, because when when I talk to you and it's about how you built your business, and I mean, you know, just the thousands and, you know, 50,000 people on your team, you were building all of this before Facebook, and like my jaw drops, and I'm like, how do you build a business without Facebook or social media? Because it's what I've done, you know, and even people that I've met, it's normally always turns over in social media somehow.
Casey, listen to this real quick. I mean, because I get that this 90-day plan, we created 100-plus millionaires in the first 90-day plan. I mean, Dave and I became millionaires because of that first 90-day plan all those years ago. That was ignorance on fire. This is purpose on fire. And I was talking to some new friends just the last couple of days, and when they took a look at our website that, you know, Dave and I were combining, you know, our everything we are for this 90-day blitz, and they started looking at some of the live stream, and these are advanced people. Here's what they said. These are people who are in the know of technology and the flow. They do all the things that we do, and they said, no one is doing that. No one in the company of Isagenics, and certainly no one in the world, has this live stream. Dave MacArthur literally curb hopped. And that's what Steve Jobs was all about. That's why Steve Jobs meditated. He said, I don't want to just improve a phone. I don't want to just improve a device to listen to music. I don't want to improve a computer. I want to curb hop. And the way you curb hop is you go inside, because the million and billion dollar ideas are deep inside. And Dave MacArthur literally, I remember the text I got, he goes, I just curb hopped. I'm like, what are you talking about? And so when I came up and started doing these things with Dave, I'm like, I'm on my way over there right now. Are you kidding? We're doing a live presentation in this home tonight, because we can't shut it off. It's, Casey, it's like I haven't been sleeping, and I'm not tired during the day. Like, I don't even know if I slept the other night. I'm reading and writing and downloading, and this is so exciting. So, yes, embrace technology. What a perfect message for today. And if you don't know how to do something, learn.
And
what a great connection to have your children. Ask your children to teach you. They'll teach you. What a great way to reignite relationships with your children, because they're dying to teach you. If you have children. If you don't, be the child that teaches the parent. I mean, and I just want to say this, Casey, and then have you wrap up with a challenge. Here's what I want to say and share. I've said this before, but I want to say it again because it's coming up right this second for me. Technology is a gateway to people, and all blessings and every opportunity that we will ever get in this life come through people. So this technology allows us to tap in to all the right people, because vibrationally, it's true, and technology allows the vibrational people that are vibrating at the same level to find each other fast. And that's a blessing, and that's a miracle. And I'm so glad you tapped into this and you shared this as a message. So, you know, what's your challenge going today? What's going on?
I definitely have goosebumps in that message. So that's a good thing. But my challenge
is there
know,
a law on goosebumps, or is
yes,
that a law or not?
No, it's a law. It's official, yes.
Okay. All right.
It's
cool.
A known fact. It's a law.
So, yeah, I have it right now.
In our 90-day game plan and my team's 90-day game plan and everything, what we've done, we've really, you know, live stream is it's a part of it. You have to have the live stream to, like, be in our 90-day game plan. Like, that's the emphasis that we have on it. It's so powerful. And then also the app called Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E. Those two things, oh, my gosh, and if you guys aren't using Isopult, too, like, have a little thing on your iPhone, and if you don't know, or your Android, your smartphone, if you don't know how to do this, you can YouTube it, YouTube.com, you can YouTube anything, and it will walk you through it. So those three apps right there, the Isopult, the Audible, and the live stream, have a little folder with that on there. You know, I've got podcasts with mine, too, and you know, have that in there so you can always be tapped in with the live stream and the Audible and using those forms of technology, because the Audible, you can download so many personal growth things on that just to really listen to it all the time, no matter where you are, and that will constantly keep you, you know, up, or the podcast once, but something to always stay plugged in. Have a little file on your phone that you can go to for your Isogenics file, your life file, your balanced life, right? What Isogenics means, have that. And so you can always stay tapped in and plugged in. But that really, that's my challenge for everyone, is to really get engaged and have it just right there and accessible. Because it's everything. It's everything to stay tapped in. Education, you know, raising yourself. And those live streams and Dave MacArthur's Product B, talk about goosebumps. Oh, my gosh, last night. That's a whole other conversation.
We're doing that exact meeting live tonight at his house.
Oh my gosh! I gotta first flight out to Utah.
Well, you're definitely gonna be doing some live stream there, and I'm just so excited, guys. You know, just everything Casey just said. Yes, and again, you know, don't pass up a connection. You know, no matter where you are, just tap in, go inside, and it's all about those relationships. The quality of our life really depends on the quality of the questions we ask ourselves. And because the quality of the questions we ask lead to better relationships. And really the quality of our life depends on the quality of our relationship with ourselves and with others. And so, yes, technology. Oh, my gosh, I'm so grateful for technology. I just want to start bawling sometimes because it's such a beautiful thing. And all those other connections. So let's make them. That's the deal. You know, the 90-day bliss is about focused energy. Where my focus goes, my energy flows, and that thing grows. That's a true principle. And so, you know, I'm going to be focused on reaching out with maybe like a lifeline, if you want to present it that way, like a lifeline to people, because I believe that people are suffering in silence mostly. And that I have a true vehicle that can change everything and that can transform their life and to be living a life of their dreams. And I want you to join us in this revolution. It's a wellness revolution, and it's starting right here. There's a revolution happening, and you know it. It's going hand in hand with the awakening that's happening. And more of us that start to believe that something magical is happening right now, that's part of the movement. It's a movement of magic. It's a movement of blessings. It's a movement of contribution. It's a movement of wellness. So, Casey, thank you. We're going to unmute and rock our Thursday, and then I'll be on with a special message tomorrow, and look for some great things coming down the pipe. And we're so excited. We're so blessed. We're so grateful. We just want to give back, give back, give back. That's the plan. That's the mission. So with that, let's rock. Here we go. We are live. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Casey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.